Taiwan Special, episode 2 for the week. Did you know about this? Cambodia killed a third of its population. 1960s, 70s. Yeah, they're called the Killing Fields. Google it. Killing Fields. Killing Fields. Google it. There was a civil war, some type of a revolution of some kind. Cambodia had a king. The king lost power, and this revolt, this rebellion, went in and got all of the educated people and all the people who lived in urban areas and cities, hauled them out into the fields and slaughtered them. And it was about people, some say 1.7 million, others say 2, others say 2.5. We're talking about 2 million people, 8 million people, 2 to 2.5 million people were killed. And then another 2 million people were at risk of dying from disease and starvation because the doctors and the business people were all dead. So, you can't get an economy going if you kill the people. And this really gets into what we're seeing happen in America right now. The left in America is extremely radical. Limbaugh is talking about this. All honesty, I am not watching the Democrat debates. I'm not even watching Trump's campaign speeches much right now. I'm busy with other things. I will be going back and reviewing them. I think the Democrats lost the 2020 election in 2015 when Trump announced. So, because I live in Jesse world, in the world of tomorrow, and I see what's coming. And so that becomes my reality. And sometimes I get too lost in it. Maybe I should, but I've got, like I said, with Podcast Weekly, I've got this ad service I'm coming up with. I've fixed advertising. I really hope you follow it and look at it. PacificDailyTimes.com. It's not there yet, but I'm going to be tying it to that. So I'm going to be doing classified ads and index, and then you can incorporate them in your website and it'd be stylable. It'd be less obnoxious. It'd just be a better way to do stuff. Anyhow, I'm working on that. And so I'm not watching the Democratic debate because I'm not interested in the debate among losers. But what Limbaugh is saying is that they're getting so radical that they're now attacking Obama because they think Obama wasn't radical enough. Now, I need to go hear this, and I'm just saying this has been said. I'm not going to comment on something I haven't listened to. You know, many people told me that Trump was the ogre, the orange-headed ogre, because of the five-second soundbite they heard. And I'm like, well, did you listen to the speech? I don't need to. You can't take him out of context. You can take anybody out of context. If you're going to tell me someone's bad, I want to know what you think of the speech, not some edited, twisted version of it. If you're wrong, you still have some insight that I want to get from you, but I can't learn from you. Even if you're wrong, I'm going to learn from you and I want to listen seriously, but I can only learn from you if you're wrong about the whole thing. If you're wrong about something that doesn't exist, I'm not going to learn from you. So go ahead, tell me your opinion. Even if I disagree, I want to listen as long as you listened. That's kind of where I stand. So I'm not going to say anything about the Democrats other than people are saying, and it looks to me like they're getting really radical. All right. So Cambodia. Why did they kill a third of their population? Because they hated the business owners. And they wanted to turn Cambodia into the Avatar movie Utopia and take it back to the sticks and love Mother Earth because that's just and good and fair. That's pretty much the direction. They wanted to make it like Avatar. They wanted to make it an agricultural I think the word aggregarian is it. They wanted it to be a simple, non-educated culture because that's what the earth needs. And it's our employers who are so bad. And the college graduates. And they're the problem with the world. And when you look at this radical, the America is bad, the cosmopolitans are bad, the people who live with other people, like, you know, not the hermits, like the people who live in a society are bad, the townies, the people who live in town, not the townies, but they're all townies, I suppose, the city slickers and the educated people and the employers, they're what's wrong with the world. And when you've got that idea coming from the left, and people say it's growing, but it's always been the idea of the left. Where that eventually leads you is to kill a third of the population, and then more people start dying because it's not true. Sad to say it, you really do need employers and doctors and city slickers. Because a city center is where people live close enough to each other to cooperate and coordinate things throughout the greater area, even in the rural area. So if farmers way out in Timbuktu need help, they're going to get help from the city slickers and the political worms in the capital all talking to each other. As bad and horrible as it is, you need to have city centers like a computer needs a processor. So I'm going to change the subject on this because this really gets into another topic, which really I think is important. So you've got this radical employers and those guys are bad. We got to get rid of them. And then you get Cambodia and you kill a third of the people. And then another third of the people will die because you really did need those guys. The problem is this past week or two, it's really been landing with me how, and this goes back to the Taiwan application thing when I was whining and moaning after the dumberment in Taiwan rejected my application. So the world has bad people in it, and it's always going to. Now, the problem I have with saying that is that every time I've ever heard anyone say that, it's basically been, so shut up and stop telling me that I'm bad and let me continue to be bad and stop trying to stop other people from being bad and let them continue to be bad. As long as you keep giving me money, you're okay. Usually the whole, you know, they say if you find the perfect church, don't join it because you'll ruin it, you know. Usually that whole thing about how nobody's perfect. Look, man, nobody's perfect. There's no perfect country. Usually that means that's coming from the guys in charge, and they're saying that because they want the bad stuff to continue. And that I don't agree with, and I don't have. I don't, for this reason, I still don't like institutional church. You don't need it. Institutions pile human stupidity and concentrate it into one place, and it becomes really terrible. The thing is, you need institutions for some types of companies to do stuff, some. You know, you need a master and his servants and a house so that they can coordinate their efforts for some things. And you need institutions for government, maybe education. But you don't need it for Christianity and church and Bible. You don't need it for those things. So when we try to take those institutions and use them in Christianity, that's when that becomes ugly also, because you're piling the human stupidity together and you're concentrating it. So Christianity needs to be organic, just like family. You don't certify a family as real. A family is a family. And Christianity should be the same way. You need institutions, but in other places. So it's like, We have to be vigilant. Like I said yesterday, we have to be vigilant. We have to always try to make things better. We have to be proactive. But just because there's another battle to fight every day doesn't mean you give up. Just because there's another battle to fight doesn't mean you lecture other people. There's always problems, so stop trying to fix them and let them be. And or not say it that way, but that's what you mean. No, the fact that there's always a battle to fight means you don't can society and slaughter the doctors. That's not the answer. There's always a fight to fight, so get up every day and fight. See you tomorrow.